On the line for us today is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson, and today comes to us from Chicago, Illinois, where she will be participating in the Data Users Group meeting that is sponsored by the United States Department of Agriculture, National Agricultural Statistics Service. Thanks, Jackie, for being with us. This is a meeting you go to most years. Why do you go, and what do you do?
Well, I go every year, and I go primarily because until I started going about 8 years ago, there really were very few people who represented the farm community. Everybody who was there basically, they're all ag-related, but most of them were on the end-user side of the marketplace rather than on the production side of the marketplace, and so it has enabled me to be able to make a difference. In other words, some of the reporting systems that we've worked with, I've been able to make suggestions and actually have made changes. You know, in fact, one of the biggest ones that I'm most proud of is the September report, where basically we never knew if they were using any new crop to replace old crop whenever we got that report. And because of one of the things that I really pushed hard for, they did make that change. They don't tell us how much new crop is used, but they now take that into account. And so that's the reason I'm here, because without this, there really isn't anybody. You know, there are a lot of people who come. There are a lot of analysts who come, and there are advisors who come. There's no question about that. But it's a circumstance that we really need to have people stand up and help the USDA better understand the production side, not just, you know, the large corporate end-user side, and how we use this data to be able to help them.
So the Data Users Group is all about those folks, including the radio station here, that would be using the reports and pushing them back out to whatever their constituents happens to be, the clientele, in your case or in our case, our listeners, and what those reports are comprised of, how they might be changed, and how you actually use them, and kind of suggestions as you just submitted that can be maybe incorporated into the reports. Thanks for being there. It's a two-day event, actually a Data Users Group today, and then tomorrow you're making a presentation to a different group, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to do a presentation all about beans. And, you know, beans, of course, are the key at this stage of the game. And so it's a great honor is what it is.
All right.
I'm
so
speaking, very, very humble.
Speaking of the soybeans, we probably ought to take a moment, at least talk a little bit about the market, down 7 cents in the nearby contract. What's your assessment of both the grains and the oil seeds this morning?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we have to be aware of is, of course, you know, we're all aware that the bean crop performed much better than what you would ever expect it to be. But you know, there's a lot of questions as far as in the back of the mind of the investor as to what's going to happen in China and whether they're going to devalue the yuan more, which just continues to increase the cost of what's going on when it comes to us trying to buy beans. And so, you know, it makes for a very, very difficult situation. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting as we move down the road here. I think that we could see an immense amount of bean purchases perhaps coming down the pike, even though we've seen a current devaluation in the yuan already, because China has a great desire to be able to get into the intermonetary fund currency basket. And I really think the only way they're going to allow them to do that is to let the yuan float against the dollar. And, you know, China's been insulated from a great deal of the increase in cost because they control what that yuan does. And so we can talk more about it this afternoon, but pretty interesting.
All right. And as far as the numbers in Chicago for the day to go, for today go, that is, down 7 cents in the bean pit. Any idea of what kind of problems that might create? Because we've been to a low of 882.5, maybe a bit lower than that so far this morning.
Well, yeah, I think that this is somewhat typical. We're getting to the end of the harvest season. I think that beans have certainly surprised a lot of people. We're not quite finished with them, and we're just looking for a lower area. I think that we're, you know, at the low end of the range at the moment.
Same thing
and
for corn? Are we at the low
end?
Okay.
Well, I think at the moment, I think that we could be at the low end of the range, yes, for this time of year when you look at it seasonally. We take a bounce out after the harvest time comes, and then we may even put a bunch of much lower low in December, depending upon what's going on. How tight does the farmer hang on? What happens with the Argentinian presidential elections? All of those types of things will have an impact, and what the U.S. dollar continues to do.
Absolutely. The Argentine elections took place on Sunday, but they'll have to have a runoff, and the candidate who was the opposition candidate showed well. It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. And
we can talk about that this afternoon, too. That was very interesting.
All right.
And how it may end up.
Let's do that. I'll talk with you then at 2:06 today, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Talk to
that,
you later.
Of course, is Jackie Vake. She's with Stuart Peterson. Comes to us today from Chicago, Illinois, where she's attending the Data Users Group meeting that USDA NAS, the National Agricultural Statistics Service, holds each and every October in the great city of Chicago, Illinois. The numbers in Chicago, speaking of Chicago, are now down in the corn pit, about 3¾ cents in the lead option. December, 376¼. November beans are 8 cents lower at 883¼. And July wheat is down 8¼ at $5.12¼ for the soft red. Live cattle futures in the December are $2.57½ higher at $143.17½. November feeders are up $2.77½ at $190.52½. And lean hogs in the February, rather December, are 22½ cents lower at $61.02. The outside markets show us crude oil at $45.35 a barrel, up $2.15. Ethanol is a penny and 4 cents higher at $1.59½. And the wholesale price of gasoline at $1.35 is up 0.6 cents, rather up 6¾ cents. And heating oil or diesel fuel is 5¾ cents higher at $1.48¼. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. Ag programming at willag.org.